Why don't we first off, some of your first memories when you were growing up?
Well, the earliest memories I have, I think when I was 4 years old, I had diphtheria, and I was very, very ill at that time. And the doctor said I probably got it from playing with cats because nobody else in town had diphtheria. So ever since then, I haven't liked cats because I decided the cats gave me diphtheria. I don't really remember too much. I remember that we, Caldwell was a small town. And as far as our home was concerned, we always had running water in the house because we had our own well and pump and storage, you know. We had a big cistern for rainwater that came off the roof, and that was what we used for washing. And I remember that every Monday, Easter, who was a large Negro woman, would come to do the washing, and she would have to get out in the backyard and make a fire under a big black pot, you know, the kind they used to put ferns in now. And then she would have to heat the water, and she would wash. She'd spend all Monday washing, and then she'd come back on Tuesday and would iron for us. But I don't think we had electricity. I don't think Caldwell had it when I was very, very small, because I can remember Mother putting oil in lamps and cutting the wicks and washing the lamp chimneys, you know, that would go on there. But then as soon as electricity was available, well, we did get that. And I remember we had a radio, and the aerial part reminded me of a bird cage. It was a huge thing, you know, looked like a great big bird cage sitting up there. But we enjoyed the radio a great deal. And we had cars. I remember we had a Model T Ford, and I think that's the one I took around the block at a very early age. I was adventuresome even then, I think. And it did not have, of course, windows in it. You had to put the side curtains up when it rained or when it was cold, you know. And then after we had the Model T, then we had a Willis Knight. And oh, we thought we were really uptown with our Willis Knight.
What year?
No, I don't know what year that was. I don't remember. It was just, it was before I was in high school. It was, and I went to high school when I was 12, so it was somewhere the first 10 or 12 years of my life, and I don't remember just exactly when. And let's see, what else do I remember about the early years? I remember that, well, my father was a farmer and a wholesale oil agent also, and the first years, he did not have a truck. He used a wagon with horses to deliver the oil because the roads were so bad in the county, and they couldn't get anywhere with cars. The mud was so bad, and then, too, there are sandy sections in our county, and sometimes it bogged down in the sand. And I remember that on Sundays, we would sometimes go to Cameron, which is 30 miles away. But, oh, that was an adventure to go to Cameron because it took so long. The roads were so bad, you know.
Did you go in the car?
We went in the car, yes, in the Model T car.
Well,
I had no idea how fast. I imagine all of 15 or 20 miles an hour, I'm sure. But it was at least a two-hour drive or more to go to Cameron. And then we'd visit a while, and then we'd come back. And one year, I remember, we went all the way to Beeville. You know, that's 150 miles from home. And that really was an adventure. We started out early in the morning, and we drove all day long. And we took our lunch along with us, you know, and had lunch on the way. And then we finally got to Beeville, and we stayed two or three days. And then it was a long adventure to go back home. And that, too, was when I was very young. And let's see, what else about travel? Oh, our family liked to travel. When I was small, we would always go to the Dallas Fair. Every year, we would get on the train and go. We'd walk to the depot. It was not too far away from our house. Mother would pack food, you know, for us to take. And then we'd get on the train, oh, about 9 o'clock at night, I guess, and we'd ride all night long to get to Dallas. Then we would spend the day seeing the sights, you know, at the fair. And every time, we would always go to the musical. They had one. I remember we saw The Student Prince and Rio Rita and Desert Song, you know, that we would see. And in the very early years, I was always so tired. I would be more interested in when we were going home rather than watching the musicals. But then we'd get on the train very late after that and come back home again, you know. So we enjoyed traveling, whether in the car or on the train.
What were the train rides like?
Well, of course, no air conditioning, and we rode in the coach. We didn't ride in the Pullman or anything like that, but they did have Pullmans, of course, but it was just the trip up to Dallas. And evidently there was not too much food available because Mother would always fry chicken and take, you know, a lunch along, and then we'd always invite the conductor to eat with us. We always thought that was such great adventure to have the conductor come have some fried chicken with us, you know. And I don't really remember too much about the trains. Just I haven't been on one in so long, I've forgotten what the train is like.
Well, what kind of toys did children play with?
Toys. Oh, we had dolls, of course, and I still have my Bilo baby doll that I had. I think they're very valuable now.
Okay.
Well, it has a, it's a china, a very fine china head, but the body is a rag doll type, you know, and I don't remember whether it had the little china hands or not, but I believe they're really very valuable now. I had that, and then I remember I had a large rag doll that could wear my baby clothes, and I liked playing with that. But I particularly liked paper dolls. And I played with paper dolls, I think, until I was in high school. But, of course, I was fairly young, and we were much less sophisticated then, you know, than high school children are now. And we cut out our paper dolls, and we had families of paper dolls. And I would make the little houses, you know. I'd make a house and make all the little furniture for it. I'd cover it and stuff little tiny pillows, you know, and I'd make little glasses out of chalk. I'd carve my little glasses. I had everything for my little houses. And then I'd make cars for them and pull them around, you know. I loved playing paper dolls. That was my favorite way of entertaining myself. And then I also, for some unknown reason, liked to dismantle clocks. I think Carlos Quinto or whoever it was and I had something in common there. But if anybody had an old clock, I liked to take old clocks to pieces. I don't know why. I never did try to put them back together, but I did like to take them apart. And I had a neighbor with whom I played. He liked playing cowboys, and I liked playing paper dolls. So I'd have to go out and play cowboys with him for a while. And we used to use coffee beans to ride for switches. You know, I mean, for horses, you know. We'd cut these long coffee beans, and then we'd ride those. You know, we'd put on some string and tie them up. We'd ride. So I'd play cowboys with him for a while, and then he'd have to come in and play paper dolls with me. Not that he liked it very much, but he did.
Were girls raised a lot differently than boys? I mean, were the girls taught kitchen skills?
My mother never would let me in the kitchen. I don't know. That's the reason when I didn't learn to cook until about 10 years ago, because I never did. My mother just always tell me to get out. She'd rather do it herself than let me fool with it. So I never did learn cooking. Mm-hmm. She just was preferred to do it her own way, and so I didn't. And then in her later years, my mother and father were ill, and we had a maid who cooked for us, you know. And so I just didn't learn how. And now I have learned since then.
Well, in school, were the girls and boys, like, were the boys, you know, really motivated to go into college, when the girls were?
I think so. I think practically every, well, I don't know, but the greater portion of my graduating class, I believe, went to college. I think they were. And that was in 1932, which was right around the time of the Depression also, which was not exactly, you know, the most encouraging. Many people were very, very poor because of the Depression, but many of them went and worked their way through college, I believe probably the greater portion of our class did go on to school.
How did the Depression affect your family?
I don't remember that we were particularly affected by it. Now, we had our farm, we had our own vegetable gardens, we had our own meat from the farm. I remember that we had what they called a smokehouse in the backyard. You know, it was a place where they would hang the sausages and the hams and everything to be smoked with the wood and hickory wood. You know, hickory smoke was particularly good. But they would kill animals from the farm. Farmers would go in together. They call them clubs. You know, they would take one animal and kill it and then share the meat, because we didn't have the storage facilities now that we have lockers, you know, and the freezers and things like that. And so the meat had to either be smoked or salted or prepared some way for cured so that it could be kept. And so it would be used as fresh meat, you see. Everybody would share it, and then it could be used up. Then someone else, when that was all gone, someone else would kill an animal, and everybody would share it, you see. But the hog killing time, particularly when they kill those. Then we would have the sausage and the hams and the various things hanging in the smokehouse, and they would be smoked, you see, to be cured.
That was usually done in the wintertime.
That was done in the wintertime. About the first cold spell, when the first real cold spell came, then they would kill the pig or kill the hog.
Did it smell much up there?
No. Very seldom have we had snow. I remember one time in my life, I don't know how old I was, probably 10 or maybe 8 or 10, when we had a real hard snow and when the temperature got down to about 4 degrees, but I believe that's about the coldest that it's ever been. Last winter, I think we had 3 snows, which is more than we have had practically in my lifetime. It just doesn't snow very frequently. In our house, we had a wood stove. In the in our bedroom, our bedroom was just right off Mother's and Daddy's. They could just open the door, and it would make. We kept the back part of the house. The front part of the house was closed off, and the back part was where we lived. You know, the kitchen and a bedroom and another bedroom and the bath were right there together. And so this large wood stove would keep that part of the house very nice and warm. And every night we would sit around the stove, and Daddy would peel apples, and we'd all eat apples together. It was sort of a ritual that we had. You know, I can remember how good they tasted. And sometimes we'd roast nuts and things too at night. Because really there wasn't very much in the way of entertainment. Oh, I always went to the picture show on Saturday afternoon. A cousin and I always went to the picture show. And I can remember before the time of sound movies, you know. The movies had no sound, but there was a piano, player piano, you know, up in front that would just be playing. It would play wildly away while all these things were. And I never will forget we would always have, it would be Tom Mix or some one of the cowboy pictures, you know, on Saturday afternoon. That's the reason I went, because it was children's fair, you know. And then they would always have a continued piece, and the Green Hornet. Oh, we just couldn't wait till next Saturday to see the next adventure of the Green Hornet. Right now I can't remember what it was about. I just remember the Green Hornet was so fascinating, you know, to us. And I can remember when we went to Waco to see the first talking movie. It was Al Jolson in Mammy or something. I don't remember what the first one, maybe that was a song they sang, but anyway, Al Jolson made some of the first talking movies, and we went all the way to Waco to see it, and that was quite an adventure. Oh yes.
That's been a big thing.
Oh, it was.
How much did it cost to go to the movies?
I don't know. All I remember about cost is that Mother would give me 15 cents to go to the meat market to get round steak, and that was enough to serve 2 adults twice a day and 2 children. That would be 4 adult meals and 4 children's meals a day.
For 15 cents.
Uh-huh. A huge slab of round steak is what you'd get for 15 cents. But she'd always say, go get 15 cents worth of round steak. And that was...
Do you remember any other...
No, that's the only thing, because my father did most of the grocery shopping. Mother kept books for my father, and because my father had worked in a store before, when he first married. He worked in a store and it was both a grocery store and it had everything. You know, they're going back to that now. We used to have just grocery stores and just dry goods stores, but now HEB and Kroger and the rest of it are coming around to the old-fashioned stores like they used to have. My father worked at Gilly's store, and they had everything, you know, from groceries up to shoes and hats and everything. Now we're coming back to it. But he somehow... just like buying groceries, and so he would always do the grocery shopping. And about the only thing that I ever bought was the steak. I seemed to be the one chosen to run to the meat market to get the steak.
What kind of clothes did the little girls wear?
Well, my mother made our clothes for us. She was a very good seamstress, and I don't remember where she got the patterns, but she dressed us alike. My sister's 2 years older than I, but we were always the same size, looked very much alike, and so she dressed us alike. The only thing I remember about clothes is that we had track meet when I was little, and I think that must have been the beginnings of the UIL, you know, contest that we have now. And I didn't take part in them, but we always went, and we always had a new dress for track meet. That was a great occasion in the spring, the track meet. And Mother always made us a new dress for track meet.
Well, then I guess... girls didn't start wearing pants until much later.
No, I don't remember having worn pants at all. I remember when I was very small, I had to wear the heavy old stockings. You know, we wore long underwear and then the heavy old stockings over it. No, I hated that. Oh, I hated that. That was, but of course, heating was not what it is now. You had to wear more clothes. And I guess now with the energy crisis, we'll just have to go back to that. Wear more clothes to be comfortable.
When you were in school, do you remember what the inside of the buildings looked like?
The very first building that I went to school in, I went to the second grade. I skipped the first grade. I didn't go to it. Was a building apart. Our old building was a large two-story old building, and I don't remember what the inside of that looked like at all because I didn't go to school there. We were in a house that was near there in the second grade, and I don't remember really very much about it. We had the old-fashioned type of desks, you know, but just one person sat in them. We didn't have two people in a desk. We sat individually. And then after that, we moved into the new building which was torn down about a year or two ago to make way for another new building. And, we thought that was wonderful. It was brick, and it looked very much like, I would say, any school building that we have now. We had blackboards on the walls and the same. Well, we had the the desks that were fixed to the floor rather than movable chairs as we have now, but that's about the only difference, I think.
What subjects did you study?
Oh, the usual. In high school, well, in the grades, we had arithmetic and reading and geography, and we didn't have art, and we didn't have music. We didn't have the frills. I don't say not frills exactly, but we didn't have that. We didn't have physical education. Along with it, we just had regular, you know, geography and history and reading and spelling and English and math and things like that. And then when I was in high school, I took 2 years of Latin and 2 years of Spanish and English and history and math, and I guess that was about all. We just had to have 16 credits to graduate then, just not as many were offered. Oh, I did play in the band. Too. I played a cornet. I started when I was in about the seventh grade, and I played in the band, and we did take band trips. In fact, my parents let us take our car to New Braunfels, which is, well, say 150 miles away from home. Six of us with a chaperone who didn't know anything about the car. They let us take the car for 2 weeks to New Braunfels for a band trip. So we enjoyed that very much. And they let us go to the surrounding towns in the car. You know, we didn't have bus transportation like the bands do now. The parents had to look after us and take us, you know, transport us wherever we went. And the band didn't have much of a uniform. We just wore white dresses and had a little cape that came on and a little cap sort of thing on our heads. But we did enter contests. Oh, and I don't know what year it was. I guess it was my senior year in high school. That was 1932. I won a state the state contest as a cornetist, won first place. At that time, they did not do the bands as they do now. You know, they rate them one or two or give them various ratings. But you were first or second or so forth. And so I have my medal to show that I was first in the state as a cornetist back in that time. I went to, at that time, it was called Texas State College for Women. It's now Texas Woman's University. And I went because my sister was there, and my sister went because she wanted to major in interior decoration, and that was the best place to go. And so I really had no particular reason for choosing it except that my sister was there. We traveled by train to get there from Caldwell to Dallas and then on to Denton, and we took trunks. We had to ship a trunk to get there. And we stayed in the dormitories, and there was none of this coming home every weekend. You went home Thanksgiving and Christmas and Easter, or maybe just Christmas, you know. And because at Thanksgiving and Easter, I very often went home with friends in Dallas or Fort Worth to visit. So maybe I didn't get home just once a year.
We lived in the dorm.
Oh, yes, we lived in the dorm.
What was the dorm
like? Well, quite different from what it is now. No smoking allowed. Only, of course, I always had roommates who did, and they'd burn incense, which made me sick. It makes me sick to this day because I can't stand it, you know, to try to cover up the smell. I guess I never have smoked because everybody I've ever roomed with always did, and the odor of stale smoke still makes me sick. I can't stand it. But we were supposed to be in our room by a certain time, and you didn't dare get out of your room after that time. You were there. And I had a rather adventuresome roommate one year who was always coming around to knock on the window for me to come open the door for her to get in, and I knew I'd get skinned if I did, but I'd go open the door to let her in. I often wonder where she is or what became of her. I never did keep up with her. But we had meals at certain times. We sat around tables. We were assigned to tables, and you had to take your turn being hostess at the table. And meals were served just so, dishes had to pass in a certain way, and certain people served certain food, and you learned your manners at college in the dining room. And let's see, what else? We wore uniforms. When I was in school, we had blue poplin dresses with great big sailor collars, and those had wide belts. Those were for class. And then for dinner, you dressed in a white poplin. It was made slightly differently. And on Sunday, you had a blue silk to wear. So there wasn't much question about what you were going to wear when. It was just whether you would wear a dirty dress or a clean dress. That was all you had to worry about.
Did they have church services on Sundays?
Not on campus when I was there. At the present time, or after I left, they built a little chapel in the woods, but I don't know that they have services there. But we did. We could go to church. We'd take the Galloping Goose, they called it. It was the bus that would go across Denton to the Presbyterian Church. We were allowed to go. Oh, but we signed out and we signed in, and everybody knew where we were at every moment. We were carefully checked on.
Very different from today.
Very different.
When you first started teaching, what were the teaching contracts like?
Well, mine, I taught for $80 a month when I first started teaching. I started out in Rotan, out in West Texas. And I went out to teach Spanish and English, and also had a typing class, which wasn't exactly legal because I just had typing in high school, that was all. But anyway, I taught typing. And, we were supposed to, they didn't mind if we dated. We could have dates. But we weren't supposed to smoke. And, of course, I had a roommate and a very good friend who did. But we'd always go over to their house, and they would undress and go into the bathroom to smoke, their cigarettes. And then they would very carefully wash the mouth out with Listerine and all sorts of things, to get the odor out, and then come back to put on their clothes. I don't think they hid the odor that successfully, but anyway, they went through all that process, too.
Were there any regulations as to what kind of clothes you could wear?
Now, if there were any regulations, I wasn't aware of it. Nothing ever, it didn't bother me if we did have regulations of any kind. There weren't any that I was aware of. We ran around and had a good time. We went to Sweetwater, and we'd go to Abilene. I remember we went to Abilene to see Gone with the Wind, and we didn't have heat in the car, and the mother of one of the girls heated bricks for us. And we had heavy blankets. It was cold. It was snowing for us to go to Abilene to see Gone with the Wind.
Was that the first time it ever came out?
That was when it first came out. I don't remember what the year was. Was that 1936? If it was, it was my first year I taught out there. I don't remember, but that was, we didn't see that when it was there for the first time.
You taught so many years. Have the students changed?
Oh, yes. I think the students are much more mature now than they were then because, times have changed. Television and the experiences that the students have, I think, have made them mature much more than we were back in that day.
Do you remember your first television?
Let's see, do I remember my first television? Right this minute, I don't. I can't remember when I saw television for the first time.
But you do remember your radio.
Yes, I remember the radio.
Do you remember the old radio program?
Fibber McGee and Molly. And, who were the, there was a Negro team. Who were they?
Amos and
Andy. Yes, Amos and Andy. And Fibber McGee and Molly. And then Walter Winchell, the news, was the newscaster that we listened to, I remember, somewhere back down the line. What did he say? Good evening, something, friends, something at... Well, I won't try to quote that because I don't remember, but he did speak rapidly. I remember Walter Winchell. Let's see, anything else?
What did y'all do on Thanksgiving? Did you have a big family celebration?
Yes, we usually did. Our family was rather large. My grandmother Schiller had 10 or 11 children. My father was the oldest in that family, so they were all living well except one who had died in infancy. So very often at Thanksgiving or Christmas or Mother's Day, some particular occasion, everybody would get together for a dinner, sort of a covered dish affair. You know, we'd all bring something. And that was quite an occasion to get to see all the cousins, kith and kin from Brenham and Brian and Cameron and the surrounding territory, and those there in Caldwell, too. But very often we just had our own celebration at home.
We have the usual turkey.
Yes, the usual turkey, and Mother made wonderful dressing, cornbread dressing that we liked. And she always liked to fix the sweet potatoes, you know, with the marshmallows on top, and cranberries, and pumpkin pie. And, oh, for Christmas, we always had to have, my aunt would always make a coconut cake. That was one of the Christmas traditions for us. We always had to have that. Oh, and I can remember as I was a child, too, Christmas. The Christmas tree, a large one, was always put in the living room, and then the doors were shut, you know, and we couldn't go in until we got our gifts on Christmas Eve. And we had candles long before the days of the lights that we have on trees now. We had real candles. And, of course, we had to be very careful with those because the tree could catch on fire. So the candles didn't burn very long, but they were lighted on the tree. And then we would go in to see our gifts that we had.